from KQED.
Laura Nyro was one of the most original and influential singer-songwriters to emerge in the late 1960s. On albums like New York Tendaberry and Eli and the 13th Confession, she combined the pop precision of Broadway and the Brill Building with the unbridled fervor of gospel and soul. The California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert reviews a new concept album by L.A. pianist and arranger Billy Childs, featuring his reimagined versions of Nyro's music.
Can you surrey? Can you picnic? Can you surrey? Can you picnic? Come on, let's surrey down to a stone. So picnic, surrey down to a stone. So picnic, there'll be lots of time and wine.
That's soul diva Ledisi, one of a stylistically diverse cast of vocalists featured on Billy Childs' new album, Map to the Treasure, an opulent project overstuffed with talent, emotion, and musical ideas. Working with producer Larry Klein, who's known for his collaborations with A-list singer-songwriters, Childs arranged 10 poetically charged tunes by Laura Nyro, whose death from cancer in 1997 still feels raw. Superficially, Map to the Treasure resembles Herbie Hancock's Grammy-winning 2007 album River, The Joni Letters, which was also produced by Klein. But Hancock was essentially discovering Joni Mitchell's music. For Childs, a faithful Nyro fan who turned Klein onto her music when they were teenagers in the early 70s, the project cuts deeply, like only the music of your adolescence can. Their mutual love of Nyro's songs provides a perfect meeting ground, like the dreamy dance between Esperanza Spalding's vocals and Wayne Shorter's soprano sax on Upstairs by a Chinese Lamp.
The steam of China tea. You can hear the woman sing in the soft flames of spring.
In recent years, Childs has concentrated on writing richly textured chamber jazz, and he brings a similar instrumental palette to Nyro's songs, with a string quartet, jazz rhythm section, guitar, and Carol Robbins' rhythmically assured harp on every track. More than anything, this is an album that succeeds due to brilliant casting, as each piece pairs a singular vocalist with a song that Childs cherishes. Jazz queen Diane Reeves gives To a Child a tenderly majestic reading. And you've never heard the great soprano Renee Fleming like this, tearing through New York Tendaberry, the blockbuster opening track with Yo-Yo Ma's unmistakably lyrical cello. Childs and Klein coaxed R&B great Lisa Fisher out of her comfort zone as a backup singer to give a tour de force interpretation of the title track. And they expertly deploy Ricky Lee Jones on Been on a Train, a shadowy nightmare ride into addiction. At the moment, my favorite track features folk jazz singer Becca Stevens waxing Dionysian on The Confession.
Super summer sugar copping in the morning. Do your shopping, baby. Whoa. Love my love thing, super right inside my love thing. And you may disappear, but you'll be back, I swear.
If there's one thing the album's missing, it's a little space to take in all of the roiling emotion and sonic information. A piece or two featuring Childs alone at the piano with a singer could have provided more room to absorb Nyro's richly elusive lyrics. But that's a quibble, as there's not a track I would trade. A true act of devotion, mapped to the treasure, delivers exactly what it promises, as Billy Childs honors Laura Nyro by revealing how her creative riches continue to pay dividends in his own music.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Billy Childs' Map to the Treasure, reimagining Laura Nyro.